In the end, Vicky Baggin reeled in a 56.5-pound fish to claim this year's first prize. $5,000 in cash from the Sitka Sportsmen's Association and 2 round-trip airline tickets to Seattle, courtesy of Alaska Airlines. Baggin landed the king salmon on Saturday morning to beat last week's leader Jack Owens, whose 46.5-pound king came in second. Tammy Wheeler reeled in a 43.3-pound fish for third place. Vicky Baggin says she's been fishing the Derby every year for at least the last 25 years with her 3 daughters and her grandchildren, but she didn't expect to reel in the winner this year.
We were fishing in a new spot for us, and my husband George was steering, of course, driving the boat, and he pulled into this little place, and my daughter and I were on the back deck, and there was birds feeding. And we were laughing, saying that we were going to catch a rockfish. It was really kind of funny because we were kind of poking fun at the dad for going in there. And there we go. We caught this nice big fish, and it was just fun.
This is the second Derby win for Baggin, who turned in a 48-pound fish to win back in 2000. But she says this year's catch was her biggest king yet.
I've never caught a bigger one. That's the biggest fish I've caught myself.
On average, fish weighed a little over 20 pounds this year. Sitka Sportsmen's Association spokesman Bob Kluding says Baggin's first-place catch was definitely a winner, but it's not the largest fish in Derby history.
Well, it's a nice-sized fish. It's a big fish, but, of course, we have had 60 and 70-pounders entered before. Average, I would say it's bigger than average fish, yes.
Kluding says despite a high number of children participating this year and general enthusiasm for the Derby, he suspects participation was likely down from years past.
Oh, I think the price of gas is still a factor, and the economy overall, people just don't have the money to spend on things that they don't absolutely need.
394 total fish were reeled in over the course of the past 2 weekends, but Kluding said that number is low compared to previous years, despite the increased resident bag limit.
Well, it's a little bit better than last year's, but it's not as good as previous years. In previous years, when we've had a 2 fish limit like we did this year, we've had 600 fish turned in. This year, we're just a little bit below 400.
The second prize this year was $1,000 in cash from the Sportsmen's Association and a 9-horsepower kicker from Allen Marine. AC Lakeside Grocery donated $1,500 in cash for third prize. In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.